This is The Start of Something, written by The One That Fell, read by Mistborn Hero, a Lockwood & Co. podfic rated 14 and up audiences, featuring the relationship Lucy Carlisle and Holly Monroe, as well as the characters Quill Kipps, George Covins, Anthony Lockwood, Danny Skinner. It is tagged for book spoilers, canon compliant, missing scene, female friendship, sharing a bed. Summary. Their last night at the inn, Holly and Lucy take pity on Kipps and decide to share a bed. Do you think we should put him out of his misery? Lucy looked up from her sketchpad, where she had been struggling to perfect the shading on her drawing of the teacup in front of her. She and Holly were in the inn's taproom, settling down for their last evening in Aldbury Castle before heading back to London. The boys were all there too, playing the most contentious game of poker Lucy had ever witnessed. Danny Skinner cheered George on, as he appeared to be winning, if all the moaning from Lockwood and Kipps could be believed. To his credit, Kipps was mostly complaining about how tired he was, how badly his back hurt from sleeping in the bedroom closet. It was he whom Holly was looking at now, a sympathetic pout gracing her perfect face. What, like, take him out back and... Lucy motioned a slash across her neck. He's a bit old, yeah, but not totally useless yet. Holly rolled her eyes with a fondness that still felt foreign to Lucy. I meant we could give him one of our beds tonight. Lucy scoffed. I'm not sleeping in the bedroom closet, and you shouldn't either. Kipps can suck it up for a little longer. No, no, that's not what I'm suggesting, Holly said. She took a sip of her tea and glanced over at the boys again, who were now arguing over some technicality. I know boys are funny about things like sharing a bed, and I certainly wasn't going to share a room with any of them for the entirety of this trip, but... Lucy blinked owlishly at her. You want to share a bed with me? Oh, sorry. Holly cleared her throat and set her cup down. Not if you're uncomfortable with it. Forget I said anything. No. Lucy dropped her sketchpad to the table. I was just surprised, is all. She wasn't sure if she and Holly could even be considered friends right now. Holly's willingness to cozy up tonight had come out of the left field. It's been a while since I shared a bed with anyone. Lucy and Mary had slept in the same bed for years when they were small, but that had stopped once their eldest sisters moved away. After that, the only person she had ever slept with was Nori, squeezed into Nori's cot almost weekly, so she could gossip and laugh and block out the cold horror of the world. Holly looked up again, and she seemed uncharacteristically awkward. Only if you're certain, she said quickly. It's just so hard to see an old man suffer, you know? Lucy snickered. I suppose it could be considered elder abuse if we made him sleep in that cupboard another night. Someone let out an anguished cry, and Danny cheered once again for George's victory. Given Lockwood's general self-control, it could only be assumed it was Kipps who was losing so badly. He held his head in his hands now. Oh, he's so pathetic, Lucy said, shaking her head. Holly hummed in agreement. Mm-hmm. Heartbreaking, really. Lucy looked at her and, in an undertone, asked, Are you sure we shouldn't take him out back and... The startled snort of laughter Holly let out felt like a triumph. I do appreciate this, Kipps said, toweling off his hair as he perched on the bed that had previously been Lucy's. You can't believe how sore my backside is from that stupid closet. No, we can, Lucy said, because you won't shut up about it. Sharing a bed with George wouldn't have been that bad, Holly chastised from the other side of the room. She had been doing complicated things with lotions and oils and all sorts of wonderful smelling things in front of the ancient vanity that was pushed against the wall. Her hair was tied up in a silk scarf, her nightie and dressing gown matching shades of pastel pink. Lucy wanted to be irritated by it, but she found it comforting to know that no matter how crazy the world got, no matter how many institutes they burned down or agency heads they killed, Holly would always be herself. No, it would, Kipps said, tossing the towel to hang over the radiator to dry. His lips in his pants. And? Lucy thought he was being a bit of a baby. He bumps around Portland Row in his pants all the time. I've walked in on his naked jugga more than once. Kipps rubbed at his eyes. And you didn't quit immediately? I'm surprised Lockwood offered to share with you tonight, though, Holly said. He really didn't want Lucy and me to give up our beds. Her tone was confused, but there was a knowing look in her eyes that Lucy didn't like. Oh, yes, I do wonder what his problem was, Kipps deadpanned. He's not concerned about you girls seeing George in his pants, but heaven forbid I sleep in the same room. Kipps had a point, and Lucy felt her cheeks grow warm. Lockwood's concern was silly, but not unwelcome. Holly packed up her potions and powders and draped the dressing gown over the back of the chair, then glided across the room to her bed, their bed. Lucy scooched over to give her room to sleep under the covers. This is cozy, Kipps continued, climbing into his own bed. A proper slumber party. Shall we paint our nails and talk about boys? Holly laughed and laid her head down on the pillow, turning to face Kipps. She smelled sweet and clean, like fresh laundry and talcum powder. It was soothing, in its own way. Go to sleep, Quill, Holly said. You can barely keep your eyes open. It's been a long week, he said in defense, but it was half-hearted, and I've been sleeping in. In a closet, yes, we know, Lucy finished for him. Sleep Kipps. He flipped her the bird, but it wasn't a minute after his head hit the pillow that he was snoring. Holly cast Lucy an amused look and leaned over to turn off the lamp at their bedside, casting the room into total darkness. She pulled the covers to her chin and whispered, I haven't any nail polish, but we could still talk about boys. Lucy huffed a laugh. I'm quite all right, Hull, but thanks. You sure? Holly inched closer. We could discuss in depth why Lockwood didn't want you to share a room with Kipps tonight. Lucy was glad it was dark in her room, because she was certain her face was bright red. He's just being old-fashioned. Girls in one room, boys in another. Holly didn't sound convinced. Lucy desperately searched for a change of subject. Can I ask you something? She asked. You said you missed me, when I was gone. Why?
What?
Holly's voice was a bit louder now.
What do you mean, why?
I wasn't very nice to you before I quit, Lucy said. We were in a better place, but we weren't. Why would you miss me?
Holly was quiet for so long, Lucy was afraid she had misspoken.
Was Holly insulted? Or had she lied back then and was trying to concoct a reason now?
Finally, Holly said, "Because I like you, Lucy, and I think we could be really good friends, given the chance. And frankly," she added with a quiet laugh, "those boys of ours are a nightmare to handle on my own."
Lucy's heart pounded, and for a split second, she was 13 again, giggling with Nori into the wee hours of the morning. It had been so long since she had a girlfriend she could confide in.
"I like you too," she whispered.
Holly's hand found hers under the covers and tangled their fingers together.
"That makes me happy."
Lucy couldn't see her smile, but she could feel it in the way Holly spoke. They didn't say anything anymore after that, letting the soft rumble of Kipsa's snore lull them to sleep. In the morning, they would giggle at Kipsa's bedhead and tease Lockwood for being overprotective, and berate George for saying something vulgar. Two new friends, ready to take the world by storm. The end. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.